This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. Les Leopold is the co-founder and executive director of the Labor Institute and author of four books and numerous articles. Leopold is speaking in Wilmington on Tuesday and Wednesday. That's Tuesday the 19th at the local ILA Union Hall and Wednesday, September 20th in UNCW's Deloach Hall. I spoke to him by telephone.
Runaway inequality is the increasing gap between the wealthiest among us and everybody else.
Runaway Inequality, An Activist's Guide to Economic Justice, is the title of Les Leopold's latest book. He covers topics like healthcare, gender, race, and immigration, all related to the American economy. Two issues I spoke with him about were Wall Street and mass incarceration.
I've seen your work described as anti-Wall Street, an anti-Wall Street movement. Yes. Is Wall Street the focus?
Yes, proudly so, my focus on them. You know, by the time the crash took place in 2007, 2008, Wall Street had 5% of the workforce of the country and was able to get 40% of the profits. It's become this gargantuan wealth extractor. There's kind of a collusion between Wall Street and top CEOs to basically remove as much wealth as possible from every corporate entity, from students, from communities, you know, students through student loans, communities through the various financing plans they need to operate their system. And the Occupy Wall Street people were basically right. They sensed that Wall Street had done something to the economy that caused it to collapse, and they were upset about that collapse. As a matter of fact, Occupy Wall Street and the Tea Party both were furious at the bailouts that took place for Wall Street, because they crashed the economy and then basically reopened Fort Knox to bail them out because they were too big to fail.
Let's talk about mass incarceration. How does that add to the inequality problem?
Well, it's just amazing. If you look at a chart of the prison population from 1910, you will see in absolute numbers and as a percentage of the population, it's roughly flat. It doesn't go up in the 1960s, you know, via sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and riots. No, doesn't go up in the 70s. And as soon as runaway inequality takes off around 1980, so is the prison population. And now we have the largest prison population in the entire world, both in percentage and absolute number. It's a disgrace. But why did that happen? What you'll see is that prison is a place where we warehouse the poor. Instead of a war on poverty, which is what we were trying to do in the 60s and early 1970s, we've given up on that and now said, you know, if you're poor, you're on your own. And our surplus population, as it were, that people who fit where it's been very difficult for them to find decent employment, are being sucked into the criminal justice system. The average income is about $19,000 to $21,000, depending on your race and ethnicity. A little, you know, 19 for African Americans, Hispanics, and about 20, 21 for whites. In other words, you're dirt poor before you go to jail. And so this is where we put our poor people. And that's the connection to runaway inequality. And until we have more economically just system that really concentrates on creating the employment for people at the lower income levels, we're going to keep putting them in jail.
That was author and director of the Labor Institute, Les Leopold. He'll speak in Wilmington on Tuesday and Wednesday, September 19th and 20th, about his book, Runaway Inequality. Find our extended conversation and details about his visit at whqr.org.